Welcome back, everybody. Tomid Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph 18a, and we are on the very top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of discussing how we know that each of the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei are in order and why it was placed in the order that it is. So now we are up to Maro Lomar Berachas Kohanim Achar Hodah. So how do we know that after Hodah, after Modim, comes Berachas Kohanim? Tiksev Aisa Aaron Es Yada Velam Vayivarachim Vayir Me'asos Hachadas Ha'ula VeHashlamim. So the pasuk talks about the fact of Berachas Kohanim, that Aaron raises his hands towards the people, and that is after a Karban Todah, so we see that this is going to be right after Hodah, Ima Kodem Avodah. So, based on this Pasuk, we could just say that Berachas Kohanim should come before the Avodah. Why did we switch the order based on what the Pasuk says? It should be that it's before the Avodah. So, we can't say it. Because the Pasuk says that he descended from having performed the Karban Chatas, Miksiv Lasos, does it say Lasos to perform? No, Measos Ksiv. It says from having done it already. So what it means is that you've already done the Avodah and now you're going to have the Berachas Kohanim. So we know that Berachas Kohanim is going to come after the Avodah. Es the Gemara v'leimra achar ha'avodah. So why can't we just say that this is really implying that it's after the Avodah? Lo sakadai tov tziv do ve'ach todah. No, because the Pasuk says, he who offers thanksgiving, which teaches us that Hodah must come after the Avodah. My chazit sasam chasahai, samochahai. Why are we learning it from that pasuk of Zoveach Toda? Why not learn it from the other pasuk, which seems to imply the other way, that you can have the Berachas Kohanim before the Avodah? So no, answers the Gemara, a very beautiful answer. Mistabra Avodah v'Hodah Chada Milsi. So logically it seems that Avodah and Hodah and Thanksgiving are really one thing. Since they are next to each other in the order of Brachos, Hodah and Avodah are connected. I think we can say this homiletically, that our idea of Avodah nowadays is Tefillah, and Hodah is such a crucial component to that. We got to make sure to be thankful each and every day. Fine. Gemara can dizumaro lomar sim shalom achar berachas kohanim. How do we know that we have sim shalom right after berachas kohanim? D'ksiv v'samu hashemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachim, because the pasuk tells us that I shall put my name on the Jewish people and I will bless them. Beracha da kodesh baruch hu shalom, and the ultimate bracha of Hashem is shalom. Shenemar Hashem yivarech es amo v'shalom. Fine. Very good. Now, we had mentioned earlier that the order of brachos of Shmoneh Esrei was made by the Anshei Nes Hagedol and later by Shimon HaPakuli. So now the Gemara asks why we need the second arrangement. So once we have these Anshei Nes Hagedol and the 120 people filled with prophets, why did we need this later ordering of Shimon HaPakuli? So answer Gemara, Shachom v'chazar v'sidrum. No, people forgot the original sequence of the brachos, and Shimon HaPakuli came and he rearranged them to go and put it back to the way that it was. Fine. Now comes the Gemara and teaches us a fascinating thing. After the initial Shmoneh Esrei was made, and the Anshei Nes Hagedol Shimon HaPakuli was made, we are not allowed to go and add more praise to Hashem. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my dixiv, what does it mean? So what does the pasuk mean when it says, who can express the mighty acts of Hashem, who can declare all his praise? Lamina lamalik v'ruas Hashem. So who is fitting to go and express all the mighty acts of Hashem? Lamishi yachol ashmiya kol tigaso, only for someone who's able to declare all of his praise. But if we can't say every single praise, because it's unlimited, we're never going to be able to say every great thing about Hashem, because it's infinite, there's no way to properly define all of it, so then we should not be the ones to do this. Someone who over praises Hashem, Nekar Min Olam, is going to be uprooted from the world. Because we see again, if you're going to try to go and take it above what Chazal told us to do, then why did you stop there? You should just never stop. So we see that that is going to be a bad thing. So, what do we learn? What does the pasuk mean when it says, that silence is your praise? What does this mean? Sama dekula mashtuka. The best medicine of everything is silence. Kiyasa Ravdimi Amar, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Amre b'ma'arava, it said in Eretz Yisrael, Mila besela mashtuka betrin. That if a word is worth one sela, silence is worth two. You gotta know when to be silent. Now, in this context, what it means is to not overpraise Hashem, but in general, it's a good yisod in order to go ahead and understand that silence is very valuable. Now, the Gemara comes and quotes from the Mishnah. We said, Kral pelo yatsa, that if someone said the Megillah by heart, you are not going to be yotzi. You know, and how do we know that this is true? So, Amarava, Asya Zechira Zechira, because we have a Gzira Shava, the Pasuk says Zechira Zechira, so we know, Ksiv ha'chava hayam ma'il nizkarim, because it says over here by the Megillah that all these days should be commemorated nizkarim uksiv ha'sam, and it says over there in connection with Amalek, Ksov Zozi Karom Basefer. Write this for a commemoration of book. Malahalan Basefer, Afkan Basefer, just as that is in a book and needs to be read, so too over here by the story of Purim, the Megillah needs to be read. How do we know that this Zechira is referring to reading it and that you actually have to read it? You can't say it by heart. Maybe what it just means is that you have to just look at the text without reading the words out loud. It just means you have to just scan it. We can't say this because Tzif Zachor, because in connection by Amalek it says Zachor, and Yachov Alev, you might think that that just means mentally thinking about it. Hishu Omar Lo Tishkach, but when the Pasuk goes and tells us Lo Tishkach, to not forget, Hari Shichas Alev Amor, this is telling us that we are not able to forget in our mind. So Ha'ani Mani Mekayim Zachor, so what is Zachor coming to teach us? Bapeh, it means that we already know that you can't go and forget it from your mind, so this extra word of Zachor is teaching that you actually need to say it verbally, so we know that Zachira Zachira, just like it says it by Amalek, and it means that you need to actually say the words verbally, the same thing is going to exist by the Megillah, and that's how we know that this must mean that you have to read it. So now, the Mishnah told us, Krah Targum Ol Yatzah, that if you read the Megillah in Targum, you have not fulfilled your obligation. So, Hei Chidami, what's the case? Elei Medeksive Mikra V'Kari Le Targum, if you're going to tell me that really it was written in Hebrew, the Megillah was written in Hebrew, but you read it in a different language, Hainu Alpeh, that's the same thing as saying it Alpeh by heart and not reading it, because you're clearly not reading it because it's written in a different language. So, Lo Tzricha Deksive Targum V'Kari Le Targum. Now, we're talking about a case where it was written in Targum in a different language, and you read it in that other language. And yet, what it's telling us is that this is still not going to be any good because it's written in a different language other than Hebrew. Then the Mishnah told us, Aval Korno Salalazos Belaz Vehulu, that you are allowed to read the Megillah in a foreign language if you are a foreigner. So he asked the Gemara, Bahamar Karabacho Lashon Lo Yatzah, but you just told us the line before in the Mishnah that if you read it in any other language, you're not going to be Yotzis. Now, how can you turn around and tell me, no, you are allowed to read in a different language if you come from a different place? What does this mean? So he answers the Gemara, Rav Ushmol Damar Tavrayu Belaz Yivani. So Rav and Shmuel both say that, no, the second part of the Mishnah would say that you can go and do it in a different language if you understand that language, that's talking about Greek. But that's to exclude any other language. Only Greek is going to be different. So, Yechidami, what's the case? If we're talking about a case where the Megillah was actually written in Hebrew and then you read it in Greek, then this is reading it by heart, which we said is not going to be good. So, I'm Rabbi Acha, I'm Rabbi Lazar, Shek Suva Belaz Yivanis. Now, we're talking about a situation where the Megillah was actually written in Greek. That's when maybe it would be okay. Now, before we go into this discussion a little further, the Gemara goes and brings another thing from Rabbi Acha in the name of Rabbi Elazar. So I'm Rabbi Acha, I'm Rabbi Elazar, Minayin Shekaro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov El. So how do we know that Hashem called Yaakov by the name of El? Shenemar Vayikra Lo El Elohei Yisrael, because the Pasuk tells us that he called to him El, the God of Israel, so it must be that Hashem was calling Yaakov that name. Because if you want to tell me that the Pasuk means to say that Yaakov named that Mizbeach, that he made that name, Vayikra Lo Yaakov Mi Bayole, it should have said that Yaakov called it El. Ella, rather, what it means, Vayikra lo, Yaakov El, that he called him, he called Yaakov El, Umikra El, Eloi Yisrael, and who was the person who called Yaakov that name? It was Hashem, so that's how we know that. Fine. So that was just a side point of another teaching of Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Elazar, but now we're going to get back into our previous discussion about Greek versus Hebrew, how the Mishnah seems to imply that for Greek it would be okay, but for other things it would not. So Meisve, we have a question on the Shita of Rav and Shmuel, Kra Giftis Ivris Ilamis Madis Yivanis, that if you read the Megillah in all these different languages, and included in this list is Greek, Lo Yatzah, you're not going to be Yotze. How could we possibly say this? This seems to go against Rav and Shmuel, who told us that our Mishnah is saying that you are allowed to have in Greek. So answer the Gemara, No Halo Dami Allaha. So no, the answer given by Rav and Shmuel is comparable to the following case. Giftis La Giftim, Ivris Le Ivrim, Ilamis Le Ilim, Yivanis Le Yivanim, Yatzah. If you have a situation where you are reading the Megillah in the language that you understand, this second brisa tells us that you would be Yotzei, and this is what Rav and Shmuel were referring to, that the people who understand Greek are allowed to have Greek. The first brisa, which says that Greek is not going to be allowed, that's talking about people who don't understand Greek. So when you understand Greek, then you can. When you do not understand it, then you can't. So if that's true, if it's just about understanding the language and that's it, then why are we specifically saying Greek? It could be in English, it could be in Spanish, it could be in any language, as long as you understand that language. Ela mastisin kibraisa. Rather, the ruling of our Mishnah is similar to that of the Braisa, and it allows all foreign languages, but only when you understand those languages. And when we had the statement of Rav and Shmuel, it was not meant to just be an explanation of our Mishnah. Rather, it was a general statement of Rav and Shmuel, Amar Tavrayu, Laz Yevani, La Kol Kasher, that Rav and Shmuel both say that if you have Greek, that's going to be permitted for everyone. Because just like Hebrew, even if you don't understand it, you're going to be Yotzei. So come Rav and Shmuel and say the same thing is going to apply to Greek. That even if you don't understand Greek, but you hear it in Greek, you are going to be Yotzei. But ask the Gemara of Al-Katani, but the Braisa teaches us, Yevanis, Layavanim in Lukuyamalo. But Greek to the Greek people is going to be okay, but to everyone else it's not. Meaning you have to understand it even if it's in Greek. So answer the Gemara, Inu Damor Krav and Shimon Gamliel. They, Rav and Shmuel, hold like the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's not because we learned in a Mishnah that we actually had earlier, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afsvarim Lohitiru Sheyikov to El Yavanis. That even when it comes to the Sifrei Tanakh, you're allowed to have them in Greek. Ask Gemara, Velimur Halacha Krav and Shimon Gamliel. But if that's the case, then let us just say that Rav and Shmuel hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why do we have to spell out this whole ruling? Just say it's like Rav Shimon Gamliel, which we had on Daf Ches, and that should be enough. So answer Gemara, no. Because I Amri Halacha Krav and Shimon Gamliel, if we just simply said that the Halacha follows like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hava Amina Hanimi Lishvar Svarim, that would apply by the other books of Tanakh, Hava Megillah Dixiv Kiksavam, Imalo Kamash Mulam. But we would think that the Megillah would be different because it has this extra word of Kiksavam, which means that it needs to be written and read from Hebrew, and that's it. So Kamash Mulan, that Rav and Shmuel even extend their halacha to the Megillah, where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel may not hold as such. So therefore, according to Rav and Shmuel, you can have the Megillah in Greek, even if you don't necessarily understand it. Good. Then the next part of our Mishnah was V'haloi Sheshama Ashuris Yatza. So again, the way the Gemara works, it takes the lines from the Mishnah and analyzes them, breaks them down the halacha. So the Mishnah had told us that a foreigner who heard the Megillah in Hebrew, he has fulfilled his obligation, even if he does not understand Hebrew. So ask the Gemara V'halo Yada Maikamre, but he doesn't actually know what's being said. So how can you possibly say that you're going to fulfill your mitzvah if you have no idea what's being said? So ask the Gemara Midinava Anashav Amayaretz. No, it's similar to the case of people who actually don't know what the halacha is and don't know how to read, and they're going to be yotzei also, even if it's in Hebrew, even if they don't understand. So ask the Gemara, Maskifla Ravina. Ravina says, why are you limiting to these people who actually don't understand? Why is that going to be the proof? Atu anan ha'chashtarnim b'nei ha'ramachim mi'adinam. Because in the Megillah, we have these words that no one understands, and yet we're still going to be yotzei because they were read in Hebrew. So it has nothing to do with that they're similar to people who don't understand anything. There are words in the Megillah that no one understands, yet we're all going to be yotzei. So what's the pshat? How can we know that you don't actually need to understand the words to be yotzei? Because elo mitzvas kriya upersuminisa achanami, mitzvas kriya upersuminisa. That there's two parts to the mitzvah. There's the mitzvah of kriya and understanding, fine, but there's also persuminisa. So just being there, you're fulfilling the mitzvah as well. So even when it's read in Hebrew, if you don't understand, you're still going to be okay. Obviously, best would be if you did understand. It's always good to have a more meaningful experience with the Megillah, but you're going to be yotzei anyway. Then the Mishnah told us, Keres Serugin Yatza, that if you read the Megillah not in a continuous fashion, like you took a lot of breaks in the middle, you are going to be yotzei. Says the Gemara, Lo Avi Yadei Rabbanan Mai Sirugin, the Rabbanan didn't know what Sirugin meant. So Shemau El Amsa De Be Rebbe. So until they heard the maidservant Rebbe's household, the Kamru Lehu Rabbanan to have Ailei Piske Piske Le Be Rebbe Ad Masaya Tem Nichnasim Sirugin Sirugin. That they heard the maidservant of Rebbe's house say to the rabbis as they were going into Rebbe's house a few at a time, say, how long are you going to start entering like these Sirugin Sirugin? Meaning, go all at once. Why are you guys taking so long? So they were able to learn that this means a bunch of different shifts, and that's how people would read the Megillah in order to still be yotzei, as the Mishnah was telling us. But they learned it out from this maidservant of Rebbe. Now, a similar type of thing. Lo avu yadei rabbanan mai chao lo glogos, that the rabbanan didn't know what this word meant. Shamu la amsa de be Rebbe, until they heard the maidservant of Rebbe's house. Da amrale lau gavra da hava kamivader parpechine ad masai ata mifazer chalo glogecha. So they heard the maidservant of Rebbe ask this person, how long are you going to scatter this stuff for? And that's how they knew what it was. Now, another similar incident like this. Lo avu yadei rabbanan mai sal salea Saroma Mecca. So the Rabbanan didn't know what this is referring to, some pasuk in Mishlei. So Shamu al Amsa de Rebbe, until they heard the maidservant of Rebbe's house, Davos Amre Lau Gavra, Dava Mahapech Bemazie Amrale, until she started talking to a person who was curling his hair, and she said to him, Ad Masayata Misalsel Besarecha, how long are you going to go and be Misalsel your hair? Which means to kind of like curl it. So that's how they knew what it was, again, based on the maidservant of Rebbe. Another one, Lo Abu Yadir Rabbanan Mai Hashlich Al Hashem Yavacha. They didn't know what the pasuk meant, that Hashem should cast upon your Yahav. What's a Yahav? Amra Rachana, Zimna Chada Hava Zilna. Bahade Hahutaya. Once I was traveling with an Arab, v'kad darina tuna, and I was carrying a load. V'amar li shkol yavich v'shde agam lai. And he said to me, take your yahav and throw it on my camel. So that's how I was able to know what a yahav is. Now, finally, the last incident. Lo avu yadei rabbanan mai v'tei tasiya b'matate hashmeid. The Rabbanan didn't know what this pasuk meant, the tate and the matate hashmeid. So what's this referring to? Shamu alam sa debe Rebbe dahavas amra lechaver. Until they heard the maidservant of Rebbe's house say to her friend, shikoli tateis matate besa. Go and take the broom and sweep the house. So based on this interaction, they were able to understand what these words meant. This is Dav Yud Ches Siman Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.